The South Australian Council of Social Service, SACOS, is coming to Murray Bridge on Monday morning to hold a regional consultation for leaders and service providers in the Hills and Murray Mallee. While the session's full, people are welcome to join online. Ross Womersley, CEO, joins me now to discuss. Hi there, Ross.
Hi there, Jenny.
What's the aim of the consultation?
Look, SACOS is the peak body for the charitable and welfare sector across South Australia, and so one of our interests is in making sure that we're connected to all South Australians, not just those of us that live in the metropolitan regions, where it's a little easier to get hold of people. And so over the years, we try to make sure that at least twice a year, we're out in one of the regions talking to people about what's going on. Excuse me. Talking to people about what's going on in their region and you know, the things that they feel are going really well for their community, as well as the things that are not going in the right direction.
And regional people are in a bit of a different position, aren't they, to metro, because they might not have all the services that they require. It's harder to get around. What else do you factor in or think about when it comes to regional communities?
I think particularly there just aren't the resources always that sometimes are available in the metropolitan regions, that regional communities are always kind of likely to be finding it more difficult to get access directly to the supports that they require. And I guess we're also in an age where one of the issues that particularly arises in lots of regions is people's access to the digital world. And of course, one of the things that's happened over the years is that lots and lots of our life now takes place on digital platforms. And of course, and it doesn't matter, you know, you think about education, you think about commerce, you think about your business, you think about how you communicate with your friends, how you organise to get access to those support services like NDIS or My Aged Care. They all take place using digital platforms. Now, if you're living in a region where having access to a reliable internet service is a challenge, then in fact, that's going to be a problem for you. Or if you're in a household where you don't actually have the means to have really good data access, so you haven't got the really good data plan available to you that comes at an affordable rate, that's going to be a real challenge. And then, of course, we have the perennial challenge of none of us are quite clever enough at making sure that we know how to use the digital platforms in the way that they can be. And so literacy is a real issue about how making sure that people do have the competence and the skills to be able to do those interactions. Now, in the regions, that's a particularly acute issue because many people in the regions rely on having access to those things as a basic and as an instrumental way of staying in touch with the rest of the world.
The CEO of SACOS is with me, Ross Womersley, ahead of a session, a consultation on Monday in Murray Bridge, which you can check out online, and I'll tell you more about that soon. We've just come out of lockdown, of course. Do you think the disaster relief payments have been sufficient?
Well, sadly for some people, they've been incredibly important and a saviour, but there are some people that are still missed out, Jenny. And so we're really concerned, together with our cousins across the COS network across Australia, really concerned that people who are actually on income support payments, so lots of people who receive payments like JobSeeker or Parenting Payment Single or Youth Allowance, they're actually doing bits of work. Mostly it's casual work, but they too, in the context of the lockdown, have lost that work and they've lost that income. Unfortunately, they're not eligible for the disaster relief payments, so they've had to go without, and that's created extra hardship for that group of people. And then I suppose the other group of people that we continue to worry about are refugees and asylum seekers and some of the international students who are in Australia haven't got rights to work, and they are missing out completely on getting access to support in these circumstances.
All right. Now, it has kind of turned the social services sector a bit on its head, COVID, hasn't it? It's some people have gone, you know, really needing welfare more than ever that maybe haven't needed it in the past.
Yeah, it's been a very, very challenging time for, you know, members of the community who have lost work, but also for the sector itself and trying to make sure that we're responding well to people's circumstances. And one of the things that you're right, there are a group of people who may never have imagined that they were going to find themselves in circumstances like they have in the last 12 to 18 months, where they lost their jobs and they suddenly found themselves without the levels of income in their households that they would have been expecting. Now, that's an enormous hardship for anybody whenever it happens, but I suppose there have been a group of people for whom unemployment is something they've experienced a number of times in their lives. The COVID pandemic created a situation where there was a new group of people who, in fact, didn't have that experience, and they were suddenly found themselves thrown into this situation where they simply didn't have the resources that they needed to get by. Now, you know, that's a really challenging thing, and I hope that it's reminded lots of people across the community that we're all just a hair's breadth away from finding ourselves in financial difficulty and real hardship, and that in fact makes us more prepared to be generous in thinking about those people who are struggling to find their way back into the job market or find their way into secure long-term employment.
Now, your upcoming session in Murray Bridge, that's booked out, but local community service providers and leaders are invited to join in online. Is that right?
Yeah, look, I think we've got room for, with the COVID restrictions, we are going ahead with it in person, and we're trying to make sure that as much as possible we get local people in person. So we've got room for 20 people in person, and then we've got a heap more room for anyone that wants to join us online. So we would be encouraging. And if you are from Murray Bridge or around the Murraylands and you feel like you really would like to be able to talk about what you think is going on for your community that's going in the right direction, or indeed you want to actually talk about some of the things that you really think the community is struggling with and that SACOS and the broader community sector needs to know about, then we'd be pleased to have you involved and engaged. It's really important to give people a chance to share what their experiences are, and we'd love to hear from people.
Thanks so much for your time today, Ross Womersley.
Thank you very much, Jenny Lindman.